Sham Aleichem Sfeit, his friends, the share should be a special schus. Ramin and Rashi Yichyu, the schus Baruch Ben Miriam, the Fushtam Soshach Alei Yisrael, the schus Refuas, Yechab Fego As Michal Dispasio, the schus Refuas, Chana Gittel Vas Naomi Aviz, the Soshach Alei Yisrael. And in this year we are going to be learning about the din of mechitza. There are many tshuvas of the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe HaKot Klein and the din of mechitza. And the tshuva we're going to be looking at now, hopefully we'll be able to see some of the other ones as well. But in this year we're going to look at the tshuva on Simen Reish Nun Hei. In the 19th volume of the Mishnah Halachas was an incredibly prolific author, and I had meant Erev Rosh Hashanah is his Yortzeit. I wanted to learn something on his Yortzeit, but you know, Erev Rosh Hashanah can get busy. And obviously, I got busy with other things, but I very much want to learn and spread his Torah because he was a great tzaddik and a Gaon and a Holocaust survivor. This was a letter written in the year Tovshin Mem He, the year 1985, to his good friend, Rav HaGoyin HaMefuyo, Chorif U'Boki Tuva, he calls him. Moreno Rav Gavriel Tziner was a very well-known Rav and Poisek in Boropank. Acharei Drishas Shlom Kvoto Rasai Shlita, after seeking out the peace and the welfare of his honorable Torah, may he live a long life, b'yedidus ne'amona, with faithful friendship. U'b'dvar asher nishal, says Rav Menashe HaKot, you were asked, Rabbi Tziner, in tzorech mechitza bein anoshim v'noshim b'shal shem aspidim es haniftor rachmona litzlan, is it necessary to have a mechitza at a eulogy? In such instances where they bring the mace inside, like in the lobby of a, or in the hall, he writes here, the hall, Hey Aleph Lamed, and then in brackets it says lobby, Shel Yeshiva or Beis Knesses, or B'mokom HaNikra Chapel Belaz, and Beis Halvayos. So they bring the mace inside, you need a mechitza. Or is it enough that women should sit separately from the men, women on one side and men on the other without a mechitza? And many times, if there are a lot of malavim, then the passageway in between the men and the women comes filled with men and women. And then again, there's no separation. And somebody told Rabbi Tziner that a certain gadol said, you don't need a mechitza, it's enough that men and women aren't mixed in. In other words, the assumption of the tshuva is that men and women definitely have to be separate at the levaya. The only shaila is, do you need an actual wall, you need a mechitza to separate them? L'fi ani uzdaiti, says Rabbi Klein, pasha titzarech, not only are men and women not allowed to be mixed, but there actually has to be a mechitza. Va'afarish sichosi, and let me explain my words. It says in the Gemara, in Sukkah, this is the Gemara that is the basis for all the diyunim on mechitza, that they made a tikkun gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, that the women were up high and men were down below so that they'd be separate. And the Gemara says, how can this be? Doesn't it say, HaKol B'Ksav? You can't make a special area for the women. They made a special balcony for the women. They made a gzustra. So how is it possible to make a gzustra when it says, HaKol B'Ksav Hashem Alay Hiskil? HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alay Hiskil? Isn't it written All this I give to you in writing, as Hashem made me wise by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern, verse in Chronicles 28:19, meaning that all the structural plans of the Beis HaMikdash were divinely inspired. So how can the Chachamim make a change? So Rav says they found the Pasuk. It says, V'safta olatz mishpachos mishpachos, levad mishpachas beis David levad, v'nishem levad. The land will eulogize each family separately, the family of the house of David separately, and their women separately. Family house of Nasan separately, and their women separately. It's a pasuk in Zechariah 12:12. So at the end of the days, it's going to be this great eulogy, and the men and women are going to separate. So the Gemara says, it's a kal v'chomer. If there are oisek behesped and there's no yetzahara, the Torah says that men and women have to be separate. Now that they're oisek in simcha, during the simcha's base of Shoeva, and as the Yetzirah, certainly they have to be separate. Rashi, Kra Ashkechu, Shetzorch Lahavdil Anoshim Minoshim, Velasis Geder Shaloyavo Lide Kilku. They have to separate between men and women and make a fence so that they don't come to sin. Visafta Aretz, the Ilan will eulogize. Benavuas Zechariah, in the prophecy of Zechariah. Misnabe lo osid, and he's making this prophecy for the future. She yispedu al Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag melchemes goyim magoy. They're eulogizing Mashiach ben Yosef, who was killed in the war of Gog and Magog. Uksiv mishpachas beis David levad and Hashem levad. Shafilu b'shas tzar tzoch lahavdil anoshim minoshim. So you have to separate men and women even b'shas tzar. They're separate even b'shas eulogy. So you see, you need to separate. Lashon HaGemara, Amar Torah, Anoshim Levad, V'Anoshim Levad. The question is, what does it mean, Levad? So Rashi, yes, is a Lashon of a Geder, Tzarech Lahavdil, Anoshim Minoshim. Rashi writes, V'Lasos Geder Shalei Avoli De Kilkul. So maybe it's enough without a Mechitza, but Rashi is a Lashon of Geder. So a gather might be a physical fence, but it also might just be to separate them. That's the gather. You're separating them. You're making a spiritual gather. But Rabbi Nasha Kotten learns to kol she'efshel she'avo lidei kilkul. Anything the gather is that they shouldn't make a kilkul. They shouldn't come to sin. So if it's possible they're going to come to sin, it's not called separating them. So even if you hold the gather as a spiritual gather, but still, they're not, if they can see each other, that's not a gather. They're going to see each other, that itself is a kilkul. Man's now let a look at a woman for pleasure. And we all know that happens all the time. So one would need an actual mechitza. And we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph. And if he comes to hear her in Kishu Ladaz, it's an Isser Doraisa, according to Rabbeinu Yaron Ligera, it's a Tshuvin Oschav. Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, Chof Aleph, Sif Aleph, Tzorech Adam Lesrachek, Me'enoshim, Me'oid, Me'oid, Ve'osu Likroitz B'yodov, Ve'beraglo, Ve'lirmoz, Ben Avlechav, Ben Arayis. You have to separate very, very much from women. And not to wink to them, flirt with them. Lischoik Imala HaKorosh Kenegdo, Lahavit B'yofia, to look at her beauty. The Beis Shmuel writes, "Lahavit b'yofia, Rabbeinu Yona Kosev, to asur midoy raisa mishum b'leisa surach ve'levavchem lechrei nechem." The Rambam holds only the Rabbanon. B'pnuya, everyone holds midivrei Kabbalah. V'hira afilu b'pnuya, to have sexual thoughts even about a pnuya is asur doy raisa. So you see the choymer of Histaklus and Hirurim. The Rambam in the Perash HaMishnayis in Sukkah Perakei Mishnah Beis writes, Tikun Gadol Ratzelam or Gadol HaToyeles. The Gadol is a great, great benefit. Vukiyamo yimetakne mokom lanoshim mokom lanoshim. Mokom lanoshim lemaylo mokom lanoshim. Mokom lanoshim because she is stakul lanoshim lanoshim. So the women were higher than the men, that the men don't look at the women. Tosis Yontiv writes, Umashapirish Rabbi Ovadia mibatinu lanoshim mal peresh avraham. Kadesh lo yistaklu lanoshim lanoshim adinima. So just the estaklus is enough. There's a problem of kishur l'das, kalas rosh, yira keri. So if the issue is lo yistaklu, then Obviously, one would need a wall. That's why the women were higher up. The women were higher up, so the men couldn't see them. So if they're within the mid-vision of the men, then you would need a wall. The Gra writes, "B'rishon ha'perush b'mikdash rishon shel ha'yad ha'rabolek min ha'koysom." So in Mikdash Rishon, they weren't worried about the Yetzirah. They just separated between men and women. Mikdash Sheni, there was a bigger Yetzirah. So they made a tikkun of Nashim Malamala, that the men shouldn't be able to look at them. And it has to do with the Mechitza, because this Yetzirah, it's interesting, we're talking about a Yetzirah in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're talking about a Yetzirah at a Levaya. So you think of those are the two places one isn't thinking, but that's the... It's the nature of the animal. In the Gemara and Kedushin of Pe'alef Amar Alef, Abayi Dari Gufo, Rav Dari Kona, Rashi, Gufi, Mokum Kvutza, Noshem, Noshem, Lai Drosha, Luchop, Lai Misadil, Kan Kanim, Shal Cheretz, Harbi, Beinim, Shem Yavor, Zay, Tzol, Zay, Kash, Kishu, Yishmu, Kol. So he would make these bottles of earthenware, so if the men try to come to the women or vice versa, it would start making noise. That's Gufi, that's when the men and women are gathered for a Drosha, for the Chuppah. So they'd be separated. Dayar Kanim is Sadar Kanim. He would organize these reeds. Shaivalan Kwalanishmas, you could hear. So one can learn that they weren't all the way up, they were just on the ground. So you could hear, but there was no machitza. But Rav Menashe learns that it was a wall of these things. They couldn't go to the other side. There was a wall separating them. And this way they're not going to be able to see each other. Even though, again, it doesn't seem muchrach. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no... doesn't seem that there was a wall separating the men and women. The women were just higher up. But if you learn the word, is not to be able to look. So they were higher up, so you couldn't look. So if they were on the same level, and you can see, so then you need a mechitza. But this dire gulfi, etc., that's just to make noise. It doesn't say it was they shouldn't look at each other. The Maram Shik in Aruchayim Ayin Zayin writes, Ki medina anu chayavim latzos hefzik ben ezel es anoshim lezel es anoshim. Moshe hayu beveis ha-mikdash. V'yafinat sham mikra tzarech latzos tikun shelo yiru anoshim l'anoshim. V'neshem evli dey kalas loish v'shar averis. You have to make a hefzik between the men's section and the women's section, like in the Beis HaMikdash, you learn from the Pasuk. Otherwise it brings to kalas rosh and other averis. In the Sefer Kol Sofer for Aruchayim Sofer, he writes, "Umesakun sham tikun gadol, ayin toisyon shel istakul nashim nashim b'diak istakul b'nashim shel tachas kalas rosh tzmat rochman litzlan. Maybe akaki who yimshel bach lichpoish b'choska. Maybe li dekeri rochman litzlan. Lachim pirash Rambam tikun gadol gadol to elah shel ayita la tshuvim des chasidus elah chiyuv." So it's Tosfos Yontif says it's also stakless, and the Rambam says that it's a tikkun gadol. It's gadol hatoelus. You shouldn't think it's midas chasidus. It's mamash chiyuv. And as the Tosfos Yontif said, it's also stakless, and shouldn't look. That brings to kalas rosh. In the Mordechi, it's mafurish that it's also kalas rosh. Sanhedrin tafresh peidalit. Because of the stakless, shalei stakwa anoshim ba'anoshim. And he asked Akasha, so how do women go out to Levaya? And this is stakless. He says it's an eis tsar. So that's only when they're on the way. They're being malava, they're walking. But just to sit there, and the men should be able to see the women, shas hespe, that's not permitted. But chapels, anybody who can make a mechitza in the chapels is blessed. And there's a lot of people there. And therefore they can chas v'shalom come to istaklus and to kalas rosh and the like. Yitein Hashem, Uvila Hamavis Lanetzach, Veniske Labiach Shir Mashiach Tzidkenu Meir Amenu Amen. That's how he concludes the tshuva. And he writes, Yedido, Dorei Shlomo Atov, Shlom Kol Torasoi, Chol Eis V'Lei V'Nefesh Menashe Akotin. And then in this tshuva, I think this was published after his death, they have many, many tziyunim to other tshuvas in the Mishnah Halachas. He goes back to this again and again and again and again. The famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, Igus Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, which many of the Achronim took issue with. Seems to be a difficult tshuva. But HaKopanim, the Maskana is, not only must there be separation at a funeral, there must be an actual mechitza. But it's clear that's not foolish in the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is that men are alone and women are alone. It doesn't say that there was an actual wall between them. It says, Anashim levad v'nashim levad, in the way Beis David levad, v'nishayim levad. So, ma'alos ilov, v'shalaskim v'hesketing, it's our sholet. If they're also love, they're also taking hesped. It's the future, and they're involved in a eulogy the Torah separates. Certainly, at the time of simcha, the simcha's beis shrevin, you need them to be separated. But if the word is, l'shalo yistaklu, so then avadat, you need a wall, just being separate is not enough. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue our Mechitza discussion. It's fascinating, very Lamaisa. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.